This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The largest school district on the Western Slope will end mask requirements. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
Right now, Mesa County's District 51 only requires masks if there's a COVID outbreak in a classroom or 2% of students at a school test positive. But starting Monday, those precautions will end. The decision was made at Tuesday night's school board meeting. The district previously said it would end mask requirements if Mesa County's COVID case numbers, test positivity, and hospitalizations dropped to safer levels. The county has not met that criteria. However, the school board's new majority campaigned against masks in last year's election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Enrollment dips have pushed Denver Public Schools to reduce executive-level positions at its central office. The district will freeze hiring, and some people will have to reapply for their current positions. Superintendent Alex Marrero says the goal is to put more money directly into schools. DPS says enrollment is expected to decline 6% by 2025. Senator John Hickenlooper recently toured the expansion of the Evraz Steel Mill facility currently under construction in Pueblo. The new state-of-the-art plant will manufacture long rails for building and replacing train tracks in North America using solar power that's generated nearby. Hickenlooper says the project puts Pueblo at the forefront of innovation.
This is going to be the model to demonstrate that we can make a heavy industrial product like steel rail and do it without causing climate change.
The solar field will power more than 90% of the mill. The new rails could be up to a quarter mile long and are expected to start rolling off the line next year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stick around. Coming up, it's more Here and Now.